The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Connection newsletter for the month of, it's actually the fall edition of 2024. We start off with a message from The President's Corner by Dr. Ricky Scott. As president of our association, I wish to express to you my hope is that you have had a great summer and that those who were able to attend our convention had an enjoyable time with friends and associates. During our convention, elections were held with those results reported later in this newsletter. While other business was conducted, the presentations provided were informative, and it will facilitate our voting participation with knowledge of our available options. In addition, as representative on the Board of Trustees of our association, I report that we have smoothly transitioned to the governance of the school, effective July 1st, 2024. For example, policies and procedures have been promulgated by the Board of Trustees to conduct that administration. Next, I report to you the ongoing efforts of our association to have accessible pedestrian street crossings, which has been most productive in Raleigh, where concrete results were occurring. I hope that we can expand this effort in other cities. Further, I encourage you to continue to work to advance the work of our association through your membership and service on committees. For those of you who may not be serving on a committee, I strongly encourage you to review the description of the work of each committee and then join one. Join one that fits your unique skills and abilities. Feel free to contact me regarding any committee that you wish to serve on, and I will ensure that you are contacted by the chairperson of that particular committee. I can be reached at RickyScott09, and that's RickyScott09@gmail.com. Here are the committee reports. Finance Committee Report by Tim Snyder. The Finance Committee prepares the annual budget and manages association investments. To that end, you will find that information below. More detailed reports are available upon request via email at gmsaa@gmailbox.com. The association had a closing balance as of the end of 6/30 of 2024, the convention fund, $8,571.95, the general fund, $13,844.82, for a total of $22,416.77. Investments. The account value as of 6/30/24 is $20,646.97. The profit since March 31st of 2024 is $432.30. Awards and Scholarship Committee Report by Donnie Best. There were 9 graduates from the GMS class of 2024, where 2 scholarships were presented. They were the Thomas Kingsmore and Hazel Lockhart Stowe scholarships, and 9 Walmart gift cards were awarded to all graduates. Also, GMS permitted the association the opportunity to host a table at the reception where information and membership applications were provided to parents and students. Education Committee Report by Dr. Ricky Scott. As chairman of the Education Committee, as part of our mission, we seek to educate our members and friends on issues that impact their lives in areas of health, voting rights, and legal rights and advocacy. To that end, at this year's convention, several topics were addressed by our presenters. These topics included the following: Non-24 by Vanda Pharma's representative, the IL Philosophy and Systems Change by a representative from North Carolina's Statewide Independent Living Council, and Voting Accessibility for the Blind and Visually Impaired by a representative from the North Carolina State Board of Elections. As I look to provide future educational presentations, I seek your suggestions. Feel free to call me at 919-673-8300 or email at rickyscott09@gmail.com. Communications Committee Report by Dr. Ricky Scott. Currently, I serve as chairman of our Communications Committee with the primary responsibility of producing our quarterly newsletter. To that end, I report that the newsletter has been provided primarily through email. Also, North Carolina Reading Service has provided a podcast of our newsletter. I am happy to announce that the audio podcast of our alumni connection is now available on our website at www.gmsaai.org and on NFB Newsline. To access the newsletter through NFB Newsline, you must be a member. To register for NFB Newsline, you must call the North Carolina Accessible Books and Library Services at 919-733-4376 to get registered for NFB Newsline. Otherwise, you can call Newsline at 888-882-1629. The Alumni Connection is under the North Carolina channel under Option 2. Then select Option 3. Let me know if you have any questions. Call 919-673-8300 or email rickyscott09@gmail.com. And here's the Resource Development Committee report. The Resource and Development Committee wishes to thank all of you who participated in our Pay Your Age fundraising activity this year. Because of your dedication to GMSAAI, we were able to raise $3,150 to help cover the cost of our 2024 reunion convention. To those of you who didn't or couldn't help out this year, don't worry. We will come up with something else that you can help with next year. Next, thank you all for participating in the indoor yard sale. We were able to raise $195 through this activity. Thanks for your donated items and your purchases. Finally, if any of you have fundraising ideas that you want us to consider, please let us know by calling me at 919-856-0034. Your committee members are Margaret Carter, Patricia Coley Duncan, Daryl Eaton, George Littlejohn. Then there's a bullet, and it says Legislative/Advocacy Committee. Oops, I'm sorry. I should have taken a little break there. Legislative Advocacy Committee Report. Below is the legislative article that I wrote about NFB's visit to our state legislative facilities. Robert, your VP. NFBNC's Visit to the North Carolina Legislature by Robert Parrish. The North Carolina Legislature is comprised of people who are to make laws on behalf of the citizens of our great state. However, they may not always understand the needs of certain population groups. This unfamiliarity causes laws to be made or not made that harm the blind people of the Tar Heel State. This is why 25 members of the National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina, or NFBNC, visited our state legislators on Wednesday, May 15th of 2024. The purpose of this visit was to introduce ourselves to state representatives. In doing so, we gave out literature about the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, and told them about how both the state and national organization positively impact our lives. After most people arrived by train and share ride, we posed for pictures in front of the welcome sign of the legislative building as a gentle drizzle fell. Just after a delicious lunch in the cafeteria, our visit began in earnest. Perhaps it was a bit caloric. Caloric? Well, that's what it says. Perhaps it was a bit caloric at times. But the NFBNC members exercised and developed their independent travel skills by asking where room numbers were in both large facilities and getting assistance from staff when needed. As state representatives learned about the NFB, relationships were formed and quality connections were made. In some cases, follow-up may be done with some of the information that they gained. While most of the visits were done with the staff members of the lawmakers, the groundwork was laid for our legislative engagement in the winter of 2025. This is likely to be a more intensive time, as the NFB of North Carolina will campaign for issues concerning the blind of our state and beyond. Nominating Committee Report, Election Results by Lawrence Carter. At this year's convention, we held elections for officer and board positions, which included the following: Vice President, Secretary, Assistant Secretary, and Board Seats. Robert Parrish was elected Vice President. Jonna Simmons was elected Secretary. Thelma Crumpler was elected Assistant Secretary. Lonnie Cunningham was elected as Board of Director. Donnie Best was elected as Board of Director. Susan Patterson was elected Board of Director. And that is from, okay. Advocacy by North Carolina Council of the Blind. Save the date. White Cane Day of 2024 will be October 15th of 2024. The Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee of the North Carolina Council of the Blind invites you to a celebration of the 60th White Cane Day in Raleigh. The white cane is a tool and a symbol. It represents mobility and independence for people who are blind or low vision. It is a tool to make us more visible in the right of way, and the event will be designed to make us more visible in the halls of state government. We expect Governor Cooper to present a proclamation in the morning and to hold an advocacy committee, a meeting in the state legislature in the afternoon. During this day of action, we will meet with public officials and the media to talk about the importance of accessibility for all in public spaces. Members of NCCB will travel to the state capitol from their homes across the state to participate. The NCCB Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee has been recently reconstituted, and this is the first action in our campaign to put people who are blind or low vision in direct contact with state officials and elected leaders. Active participation in the political process is essential in securing resources and laws that benefit people with disabilities. Showing up for this event is a way of making a clear statement that blind and low vision issues are important. Plans are still in the works. Expect regular updates. If you have ideas, questions, or resources to offer, please contact William Smith at gwmsmith3808@gmail.com or call 301-646-9109. And what follows now is an inspirational article. Sugar Lopez, Inspiration, Understanding All Sides. Looking at only one side of our life can make us blind to the many other ways of looking at our situation. Whenever we examine our lives, we often examine them from a particular side or angle. Most of us tend to favor one side over the other. For example, we may tend to look at things from an emotional perspective rather than a financial perspective. Or we may prefer to think in terms of details rather than the big picture, or vice versa. To a certain degree, this is not a problem, and these tendencies add color to our individual personalities. However, they can also make us one-sided, blind to the many other ways of looking at our situation. Even if we have decided that we are most happy when we focus on one particular side of things, it is always worth exploring the other sides. When we do, we become well-rounded, more understanding of other viewpoints, and even more solid in our own. Perhaps you are a person who tends to see your life in terms of your spiritual well-being. As a result, other concerns, such as financial comfort or social standing, may not be prominent in your mind as you make decisions. However, taking just a moment to consider those angles will help you in several ways. 1. It will enable you to see more clearly what your priorities are and how they influence your life situation. 2. It will enhance your sense of confidence because you will see your situation from all sides, even as you choose one. 3. It will help you communicate with others about who you are and what you're doing because you will come from a place of understanding that your own biases and tendencies are unique as theirs. Most of us instinctively come at things from a particular angle, and in many cases, this is the right way for us. Still, understanding the other angles only strengthens us. When we look at our lives from all sides, we shed light on the big picture, giving ourselves access to many points of view and highlighting more clearly the one we have chosen to take. And an inspirational quote from Winnie the Pooh. If the person you're talking to doesn't appear to be listening, be patient. It may simply be that she has a small piece of fluff in her ear. And following are 7 Habits of Effective People from Kenneth Seaman Sr. Hello all. Although Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People was published in 1989, it's still relevant today and most definitely holds value and enlightenment for your life. Read the summary below. That will be a review for some, and others will find that they can relate to it and adopt some of its concepts. Here are the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Habit 1, be proactive. This is the ability to control one's environment rather than have it control you, as is so often the case. Self-determination, choice, and the power to decide response to stimulus, conditions, and circumstances. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind. Covey calls this the habit of personal leadership, leading oneself, that is, towards what you consider your aims. By developing the habit of concentrating on relevant activities, you will build a platform to avoid distractions and become more productive and successful. Habit 3, put first things first. Covey calls this the habit of personal management. This is about organizing and implementing activities in line with the aims established in Habit 2. Covey says that Habit 2 is the first, or mental creation. Habit 3 is the second, or physical creation. Refer to the section on time management in the book. Habit 4. Think win-win. Covey calls this the habit of interpersonal leadership, necessary because achievements are largely dependent on cooperative efforts with others. He says that win-win is based on the assumption that there is plenty for everyone and that success follows a cooperative approach more naturally than the confrontation of win or lose. Habit 5. Seek first to understand and then to be understood. One of the great maxims of the modern age, this is Covey's habit of communication, and it's extremely powerful. Covey helps to explain this in his simple analogy, diagnose before you prescribe. Simple and effective, and essential for developing and maintaining positive relationships in all aspects of life. Refer to the associated sections on empathy, transactional analysis, and the Johari window. Habit 6, synergize. Covey says this is the habit of creative cooperation, the principle that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, which implicitly lays down the challenge to see the good and potential in the other person's contribution. Habit 7, sharpen the saw. This is the habit of self-renewal, says Covey, and it necessarily surrounds all the other habits, enabling and encouraging them to happen and grow. Covey interprets the self into 4 parts: the spiritual, mental, physical, and the social-emotional, which all need feeding and developing. In summary, Stephen Covey's 7 habits are a simple set of rules for life, interrelated and synergistic, and yet each one powerful and worthy of adopting and following in its own right. For many people, reading Covey's work or listening to him speak literally changes their lives. This is powerful stuff indeed, and highly recommended. This 7 habits summary is just a brief overview. The full work is fascinating, comprehensive, and thoroughly uplifting. Read the book or listen to the full audio series. You may also want to read The 8th Habit, which deals with personal fulfillment and helping others to achieve fulfillment too, which aligns helpfully with Maslow's notions of self-actualization and transcendence in the hierarchy of needs model, and also with the later life stages in Erikson's psychosocial life stage theory. The 8th Habit book also focuses on leadership, another distinct aspect of fulfillment through helping others. Time will tell whether the 8th Habit achieves recognition and reputation close to Covey's classic original 7 Habits work. Spotlight. In this issue of our newsletter, we wish to highlight Robert Parrish, Vice President of our association, for his ongoing work to advance peace and justice. The Reverend Robert Parrish, recipient of the Carolyn and Cy King Peace and Justice Award for 2024, introduced by Sue Cottle and Crystal Holman. Crystal and I are pleased and proud to tell you a little bit about Robert Parrish. He has worked for years to promote justice for people with disabilities or homelessness. Robert is always open to help others have a better life. These are some of Robert's activities over the years. A member of one of the Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities and chairing the Housing Committee. A board member of the Governor Moorhead Foundation, serving on the Fundraising Committee. Robert was with a group who went before the Raleigh City Council to make it safer for blind people to walk downtown. Head of the Triangle Federation of the Blind. Former pastor of Love Wins Ministries, which served the needs of the homeless population of Raleigh. Immediate past president of the Board of Directors of Arts Access North Carolina, which makes art accessible for disabled persons. And finally, a volunteer at the North Carolina State Fair Peace Booth on CUCC's Day. This is only what we discovered about Robert's work. To know Robert is a true blessing. He lights any room he enters and is always there with kind words and big hugs. I have always told Robert he is a ray of sunshine. To know Robert is a joy. He treats everyone equally. The world is a better place with Robert in it. Fundraising activities. GMS Frederick Douglass McAhern Community Garden Fundraiser by William Tubileha. Again, apologies for mispronunciations. Hi, I'm selling these pins with magnetic backing to raise funds for the GMS Frederick Douglass McAhern Community Garden. They're $10 each. You can pay through PayPal or Venmo. Message me with your mailing address, and I'll ship your order to you. And the image description is a circular 1.5-inch metal pin with a GMS bell graphic. The print says GMS, and then there's print braille GMS in the school colors gold and blue. Another fundraising event. Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind fundraiser. The Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind is having a fundraiser. Do you like chocolate? Do you like nuts? Do you like helping out nonprofits? Well, here's a way you can do it all. The Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, a nonprofit organization, is having a fundraiser. When you buy delicious treats from rwcb.terrillynn.com, You will also make a generous donation to the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind. So please check out our website, rwcb.terrellynn.com, often. We thank you for your help. If you want to call, you must call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 1-800-323-0775. You must tell them you are calling with the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind. Lawrence Carter, president of the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind. And another website listed here is nccbinfo.org. Or you can call them 919-856-0034. Spread the word. Join GMSAA. Becoming a member of the Alumni Association is easy. Go to www.gmsaai.org and click on Join GMSAII to fill out the registration form. Print out the form and mail it to us with your $20 annual dues. It's that simple. What is the purpose of GMSAA? One, to promote goodwill among the blind and deaf communities. Two, to work with the Governor Moorhead School for the betterment of the student body. Three, to provide merit and charitable awards and scholarships to blind and deaf students who are pursuing vocational training or post-secondary education. And four, to promote and encourage the education of blind and deaf children and adults throughout North Carolina. Who can join GMSAA? Any person who has attended the Governor Moorhead School, any campus of the North Carolina State School for the Blind and Deaf, any school that may be established by the state of North Carolina for the express purpose of educating blind or deaf children, or any person who is interested in helping the association. Coming soon to a newsstand near you, the next issue of the Alumni Connection will be distributed at the end of December of 2024. The deadline for submissions of articles, committee reports, and announcements will be November 21st of 2024. Let your voice be heard. Who's on the board of directors? President Ricky Scott, Vice President Robert Parrish, Treasurer Tim Snyder, Secretary Jonna Simmons, Assistant Secretary Thelma Crumpler, and then there's Lonnie Cunningham, Margaret Carter, Annette Glenn, Janie Garland, Carla Smith, Donnie Best, and Susan Patterson. The Board of Directors meets quarterly. For updated information on meeting agenda items, meeting dates or times, or other information, please contact Dr. Ricky Scott, President, at 919-673-8300 or rickyscott09@gmail.com. Contribute to the Alumni Connection. The Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association reserves the right to edit for grammar, content, and formatting any material submitted for publication in this newsletter. All submissions must include the name of the author. Submissions can be emailed to rickyscott09@gmail.com. Well, that is the end of today's episode of the Governor Moorhead School Connections Alumni Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. This GMS newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.